Good morning to you, our listeners, here, there, and over the internet. I greet you in the matchless name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is our soon coming King. Let us now go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we bless you now. Father, we tell you thank you just for how good you've been. We tell you thank you how you woke us up this morning, started us on another day's journey. And for this, we give you the glory. Now, God, we ask that you touch the hearts and the minds of the listeners on today. Father, that you will move for them in a special way. And we'll give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. In way of announcements, don't forget, you that's in the Jessup, Georgia area, and you that's in the Savannah, Georgia area, on February the 27th, 28th, that Thursday and Friday of the end of the month, I will be in revival at the PMDC Church in Jessup, Georgia, where Pastor Tammy Thomas, Thomas is our pastor there. So we thank God for her, and we thank God for the Jessup, Georgia family. Hopefully you all can come out. That address is 111 Orange Street in Jessup, Georgia. And we're looking to see you there. We've had some people to call to say that they would like to come. So I hope you be in the number and come on down and pray for me as I go into revival and as I pray for you. Go with me into the book of Acts. We're going into Acts, the 16th chapter, the 25th through the 31st verse. And we'll also be talking a little from Daniel, the 3rd chapter, the 17th through the 18th verse. And I give a shout out to my overseer, the Dr. Apostle, Ida Cheever. Acts 16, 25, 31, very familiar passage. And we're talking about Paul and Silas being jailed. And our thought we'll leave with you today is God will deliver. God will deliver. Whatever situation you're in, I want you to know that God will deliver. And it reads, Acts 16, 25, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, awakening out of his sleep, and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, "Do thyself no harm, for we are all here." Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And the 31st verse says, "And they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house." And that I would say to you again, God will deliver. He is a deliverer. Go with me in the book of Daniel, the 3rd chapter, and the 17th and 18th verse. And we know the story of how Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were thrown into the fire furnace. We know the story how they would not bow down and worship idol gods. And when King Nebuchadnezzar, when he had them thrown in, then they were wondering, would they come out alive? But before they went in, we called them the 3 Hebrew boys. They told the king that, and look at the 17th verse. Let's go back up to the 16th verse. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. God will deliver. And we see where Paul and Silas were bound in jail. They were thrown in jail because in the chapter beginning at the 16th verse, it talked about the woman that had a spirit of divination and how she made much money for her masters doing soothsaying. And how she followed Paul and Silas and said to them that these men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. And Paul took it for as long as he could take it. And finally, he turned around and rebuked the spirit that was in her, which was the spirit of divination. He rebuked that spirit, called it out of her, set her free. And because of that, she couldn't make no more money for the people that they were profiting from off of her. And because of that, we find that Paul and Silas were thrown in jail because they begin to say that these men, they teaching things contrary to the gospel. They begin to say that they teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive. And when they made all these false accusations against Paul and Silas, the end result was that they were put in prison. And the Bible says that at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed, and they sang songs and they sang praises unto the Lord that the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the fountains or the foundation of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open and every man's bands were loosed. And when that happened, here God sent an angel and he set them free. He set them free because he will deliver, just like he will deliver you. Whatever you're going through, I want you to know that God will deliver you. It may not be as drastic as what happened with Paul and Silas, but whatever you're going through, God will deliver you. He knows how to bring you up out of your situation. He will deliver. So you keep in mind that whatever trial, don't care how long you've been going through that trial, God will deliver you. He will be there for you regardless of what you're going through. It may seem that look like your breakthrough is not going to come, but God will deliver you. What he did for Paul and Silas, he'll do for you. Just as Paul and Silas prayed and as they sung praises unto the Lord, God, he stepped in through the way of an earthquake. We don't know how your deliverance is going to come, but their deliverance came by way of a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open and everyone's bands were loosed. And the Bible says at that point that the keeper of the prisoner, they woke up. He was asleep, woke up out of his sleep. He saw that the prison doors were open. So he drew out his sword and he would have killed himself because he thought the prisoners had escaped. But Paul said to him, do yourself no harm, for we are all here. And then he called for a light. sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas. And the end result was that prisoner God got saved, so did his whole household. He wanted to know, what must I do to be saved? Because even the prisoner God, he recognized that this got to be God, that there is just no other way this could have happened. So now he wants to know, sirs, what must I do to be saved? One thing about God, he will not leave his people alone. When we go through things and we cry out to God and we're locked up in trials that just don't seem that there's a way out of it, God will deliver. Why you can say that, Sister Gloria? I can say it because God is a faithful God. I've seen his faithfulness in my life. He has proven himself over and over again. God will deliver you. He delivered me out of many circumstances. And because of that, I'm a living testimony that because he delivered me, he delivered Paul and Silas, he delivered the three Hebrew boys, he delivered Daniel. Now I can say in this 2014, the year 2014, he will deliver you. Because God is a faithful God. He is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. He is a faithful God. God will deliver. In Daniel, we see where that the three Hebrew boys, they were delivered from the fire furnace. They were delivered from the burning fiery furnace. They were delivered. There was not smoke in their clothes, and their fire did not even touch them. Why? Because instead of three men that were in the fire furnace, there was a fourth man. And the king said that the fourth man looks like the Son of God. So I say to you, there's a fourth man in the fire. You're going through some trials right now. You're going through some changes right now. And you feel like it's just you and God. And, oh, God, it's just me. Oh, God, it's just me. But I want you to know that it's more than you. God will deliver. Look around in your situation. Look around in your circumstances and know that God will take you through. He will carry you through. You're not going through this battle alone. The songwriter said that the battle is not yours, but it is the Lord. Yes, sometimes the fire and furnace and the trials are so fiery that you feel like throwing up your hands and saying, when, God, when? When are you going to deliver me out of this situation? Sometimes we go through the same thing over and over again. And we'll say, God, not again, God. I can't take it no more. God, not again, Lord. I just can't go through this trial again. Sometimes we feel like, oh, God, I just can't take this anymore. But I want you to know that God will not put no more on you than you can bear, because God will deliver. Paul and Silas were bound and they were locked up in jail. They took a beating the night before. And even through all of the beating and the lashing and the whipping, one thing about them, they still had a praise. One thing about them, they still had joy in their soul, because they know who in whom they believed. They knew in whom they trusted. They knew that it's God that's going to bring us out. They knew that God will deliver. Yes, the Hebrew boys knew God would deliver. Daniel knew God would deliver. And so do you. Know it in your spirit that God will, he will deliver you. I promise. You've been listening to Hope for Today Ministry. How about visiting us on the web at hopefortodayministry.org? There you can donate to the cause. And until the next time, remember, there is hope for today.